Well, we've been visiting with faculty from St. Mary's School, and this morning we're pleased to be joined by a couple of St. Mary's students, Tate Thompson and Adam Everett. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Scott.
How are we doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. Little snow going on, but hey, it's wintertime, so yep. We're used to that. Well, we're going to just kind of have you guys tell everybody out there a little bit about yourself. And first of all, Adam, we'll start with you. What grade are you in, and how long have you been at St. Mary's?
I'm a senior at St. Mary's, and I've been going there since preschool, so my whole life.
There you go. You bet. And Tate, how about you?
Yep, I'm also a senior and been there since preschool, so.
All right, awesome. So you guys are lifelong St. Mary's Cardinals, right?
Yep, that's right.
There you go. Well, let's talk a little bit about St. Mary's School, and maybe what's your favorite thing about school, academic and also extracurricular?
I would start out by saying the sports program, and we've been pretty fortunate to have a pretty good group of guys around us and be pretty successful in sports and get to go down to Lincoln and things like that in sports. So I'd say that's probably one of my favorite things.
All right. How about studies? You got to do that, don't you?
Yeah, I suppose they make us do that, too. I would just say the small class sizes and the teachers are always there to help and always just being available to us.
All right. Tate, what do you think?
Yep, I'd have to say the sports program, too. But other than that, academic-wise, I would just say the teachers wanting what's best for us and wanting us to succeed later in life. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I think you guys kind of answered the next question I was going to ask you, what you like being a student at St. Mary's School, and you kind of answered that, but maybe go a little bit more into that, of what you like about being a student at St. Mary's.
I'd say it's pretty small of a school, so everybody kind of knows everybody, and everybody gets along, and there's not really much drama or conflicts that go on, so I'd say that's one of my favorite things.
Yeah, I would have to say, talk about the community, how involved they are with us. It makes us want to succeed just so we can give back to them and say thank you to them in a certain way.
You bet. Awesome. Awesome. Well, now we'll see how you guys do in school today with the next question.
Yeah,
they sent us a list of questions. And who has been your favorite teacher at St. Mary's and why?
I would say Mr. Boulaw, and that's because he's kind of more than just a teacher to us. He's kind of like a friend, and he's been our basketball coach since our sophomore year, and he's always just given us great advice and showed us more about life than just basketball.
Yeah, I keep doubling up on Adam, but Mr. Boulaw, he just taught us what true character and determination is and to how to achieve your goals, and, you know, the sun will always come up tomorrow no matter how bad of a day you have. So,
man, awesome, awesome. Well, you guys are both seniors,
yeah.
So hard to believe that's and the end of the school year will be here before we know it. Basketball season's already kind of starting to wind down with conference tournaments coming up. But what are your plans for next year after you graduate from St. Mary's, Adam?
I plan to go to UNK next year and majoring in accounting and a minor in public law in hopes to go to law school in 4 years.
All right. And Tate, what are your plans after?
I'll be attending Wayne State College, majoring in nursing. So.
Awesome. So, and let's see, I think tonight we even got a double whammy of you guys because you guys will be on the radio so they can hear you guys, the guys talking about you tonight. But you're hosting Creighton tonight, and I know the fan base and and all the games you guys have had here this year, the fans have been great, haven't they?
Yes, they have. We really like to see people come and shout at our games and cheer us on.
You bet. All right. Anything else this morning, guys?
Next week, January 30th through February 4th. It's Catholic Schools Week.
So
kickoff mass is Sunday, January 30th at 9 at St. Patrick's Church. And we have fun activities planned for the whole week, so it should be a good week next week.
All right. Sounds good. This weekend is the start of the NBC tournament. I don't have my schedule right in front of me, but you guys probably know when you play, right?
Yep. We don't play till Tuesday.
Tuesday is your first game.
We'll play the winner of Summerlin and
Neely Oakdale, yeah.
All right. Well, good luck, and appreciate you guys getting up bright and early and coming in this morning.
All right. Thank you, Scott.
All right. Have a good day at school, and good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. That's Tate Thompson and Adam Everett from St. Mary's School.